The situation came to a head as a group of freedom riders came to Monroe to engage in nonviolent demonstrations at the courthouse in support of the struggles against segregation.
We had freedom riders to come into Monroe, black and white students from all over, to come and do some nonviolent workshops and help participate in our struggle, picketing around the courthouse. And I say they because we had an agreement with the students that they would do the picketing in a nonviolent way around the courthouse, but when they came back to our community, that we would always protect our community with guns. The students were in town picketing, and the city fathers decided they were going to use insecticide spray trucks and sprayed the picketers. And then on Sunday, the city fathers had decided that that was the day that they were going to crush our whole movement. So they began to allow the crowd to beat up on the students, and they arrested some of the students, and a lot of the students were being beaten up. And so we were in the process of trying to coordinate things in our community to keep things from getting out of hand.